are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka the Chief Executive Officer of Awkward Individuals. Joining me is my co-pilot, Huey.
I would like to be called the Asian rapper.
The Asian, can you spit a verse?
The Asian rapper. They call me MC Wok, W-O-K.
MC Wok, that's actually kind of dope.
Because I cook my bars and serve it to my haters. Pause, hold.
Oh, no, yeah, I was holding it.
That was good.
Because here's the thing is that people needed time to digest that because that was so deep that even I didn't get it the first time. And so if you're listening for the first time, Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which, you know, we talk about your favorite topics, current events, questions, everything like that. If you like it, if you love it, you can go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can find our podcast on the internet at awkwardindividuals.wordpress.com. I think I nailed that. But yeah, look for us on iTunes. If you like it, drop a rating. Actually, speaking of ratings, and so we got two ratings so far. One of them was my sister.
Okay.
You know, my sister rated us 5 out of 5. So shout out to Michelle. We got a rating from another person who I want to say I know, but I don't think I know them.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea who it is, but their username on iTunes. So, okay, this is why I bring this up. The username on iTunes is Dr.
Pancake?
Dr. Pancake. Yeah, you're right. Dr. Pancake. And they rated us 4 out of 5 stars. And so I would have thought it was somebody that we knew, but they've rated us 4 out of 5 stars. So I'm like, if somebody who I know rates me 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't know what to say to that. I'm like, why don't you just give us a 5 out of 5 if you know us, you know? But 4 to 5 stars is a really weird rating to give,
yeah.
I think. Because I read a study about YouTube, right? YouTube changed their rating system from, like, the 5-star thing to the like and dislike thing.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
And they did that because studies show that people either rate things 5 out of 5 or they rate it 1 out of 5. Like, there's very little people that are rating rating things 2, 3, or 4.
Uh-huh.
Which is why when I saw this rating for 4 out of 5, I was just like, wait, what? I was like, and, you know, part of me is like, there's nobody who I know that would rate the podcast 4 out of 5. Unless, like, maybe they're being honest. Maybe they're being extremely honest with their rating.
Yeah.
But, like, then I thought, if it's somebody I don't know, then who's rating the podcast 4 out of 5 instead of 5 out of 5
maybe
or 1 out of 5?
Maybe it's just a dude you don't even know or a girl. Don't want to be sexist because, you know, I'm a feminist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, girls can be doctors, too.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing. So even though I got past that, there's still the fact of who is listening to this podcast that we don't know.
Hey, people might be listening. Maybe somebody's just like, I don't know. Like,
this podcast is very hidden, though, is the thing. Like, you can't just like, you have to like go to iTunes and type in Awkward Individuals before you find our podcast. Like, you can't just like accidentally come across it on Google. But shout out to Dr. Pancake. Dr. Pancake, if you're listening, you know, shout out to you because, you know, your review was very helpful. It said, like, the topic of the review, because the way they do reviews on iTunes is there's like a topic and an actual review and the star rating and whatnot. They get 4 out of 5 stars, and they basically said interesting podcast.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, nice. Sweet.
Sweet.
So somebody actually listens to the podcast.
Somebody finally finds us interesting.
Yeah, finally.
And then I was pissed off. I was kind of pissed off today when, like, that dude, should we say his name or not? No.
Who? I don't know what you're talking
about. That said that we're not funny.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing is you don't have to find me funny.
You don't have to find me funny. You know? That's true. But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if you don't find me funny, don't laugh at my jokes, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, you like whatever I say, he laughs. So when you laugh at it, like, you can't deny I'm not funny. When I make you laugh, I'm funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of learned that, you know, haters are going to hate.
Haters are going to hate.
Haters are going to hate.
Ain't is going to ain't.
Ain't is going to ain't. Potatoes going to potate. And so.
But shout out to your sister, though. I saw her. Did you see her thing? She posted, like, a post on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
You see
that one? Yeah, shout out to Michelle.
And you said she didn't follow you.
Huh? She did follow me.
Oh, she did follow? Okay.
Yeah, she did follow me.
Yeah, so shout out to Michelle, because Michelle's been supporting our podcast more than I've been supporting my own podcast. And so. And, you know, I learned that all my sisters actually listen to my podcast.
That's really nice. Yeah, shout out to all the sisters.
Yeah, because I live with my sister, Christine. And, you know, I was playing video games, right? And I heard she was listening to something, you know, in her room while she was, I guess she was asleep, actually. So she fell asleep to this podcast.
Uh-huh.
I walked out to my room.
Is that a good thing or
a
bad thing?
I mean, I guess it's a good thing. If our voices are comforting enough that people fall asleep to them. I mean, hey. Take it where you can take it. So I walk outside my room and I just hear. Because I wanted to ask her a question about something. I forget. But I, like, knock on her door, and I open the door to her room, and it's just, like, my voice is coming out of the room. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, are you listening to my podcast? I didn't even say anything about it, but I was like, oh, Nice. You know? And yesterday, my sister Treslin, whose house I was at for, actually, it was a small group I was at, you know, right before I left, she, like, stopped me. She was like, hey, your podcast is really good. Like, I was going to listen to, like, only, like, the first 10 minutes or something of it, but I actually ended up listening to the whole thing. It's really good. And I was like, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. So I had some supportive sisters. So shout out to them.
Shout out to all the sisters.
Shout out to them. Oh, yeah. And I remember last time I actually said, I told Michelle that she should text me if she listened to it, you know, because I was giving, like, a little test, right? And she texted me back. She was like, yeah, I heard it. And so I got some dedicated family, so shout out to them.
Shout out to, like, Michelle. That was really sweet. Like, I almost started crying. Like, a tear rolled down my leg. Like,
it was one tear just rolled all the way down without getting, like, perspirated or something. Yo, but speaking of Michelle, actually, so as we know, I went to San Francisco.
Yeah, how was
it? It was good. Like, our last podcast we had to record 2 weeks ago, and so it's been 2 weeks since, like, I really seen, that's the last time I've seen you in the past, like, five days.
I missed you, man.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we've recorded, so there's, like, a lot of stuff that, like, you know, we can catch up on. But, you know, I went to San Francisco, and San Francisco is, like, it's my favorite city, like, one of my favorite cities in the U.S., basically because I like the culture there. I like the infrastructure of the city.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Like, the hills are very cool. Like, the background, scene, like, the mountains and stuff. I keep calling them mountains. I don't know if they're technically called
biggest
mountains.
Biggest Chinatown in America.
Is it really?
Yeah, biggest Chinatown
in America. Oh, nice. I actually passed through Japantown.
Oh, Japan. They have a Japantown.
Yeah, they have a Japantown. My
Korea
sister.
Koreatown.
Have you seen the movie Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6? I think so.
It's, like, it's a Pixar movie. And it takes place in a place they call San Francisco. It's, like, a made-up place. It's, like, San Francisco, like, mixed with Tokyo.
So
I was passing through Japantown, and I was like, wait, is this Big Hero 6? Because, like, it's, like, you know, it has that mixture of cultures. But, yeah, San Francisco is super dope. I was at, I spent a lot of my time in this place called the Tenderloin, which, if you live in San Francisco, then you probably know what the Tenderloin is. It's, like, the most, like, bogus, like, it's not the best area of the city.
Yeah.
But it was cool because, you know,
full of homeless people and the smell of urine.
Yeah, exactly. And so I won't say it's full of, actually, yeah, it is kind of full of homeless people. But the smell of urine is potent.
Yeah.
You have to, like, watch where you step or else you're going to step on, like, on feces. It is just a very different area. But
it's China.
Is that how China is?
Yeah, China. Oh, China's bad. So bad.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, there's been worse places. Like, in Nigeria, right? Yeah. When I was in Nigeria, I feel like my eyes are kind of open to, like, how many homeless people there really are in the world. Because, you know, you'll see people, you'll be driving, and people will be coming up to your windows and, you know, asking for stuff, asking for money and stuff. But the Tenderloin is bad. The Tenderloin is pretty bad.
Does your sister have an apartment in the Tenderloin?
Lives in Alameda. But she works in the Tenderloin. Like, not on the street or anything. Like, she works, like, the company. No, I'm just making sure people know. I think she works at the law school or something. And she works, like, the building is located, like, in the Tenderloin. So that's why I was there. So I was there for, like, two out of the days I was there. And it was interesting.
It's interesting.
It was cool. Like, I was there. She left me alone for, like, a good, like, 20 minutes, you know, because we had to, like, split up because I was going to the car to get something.
Yeah.
Those 20 minutes were terrifying because I was just looking around. I was like, any of these people can just go crazy at any second and just, like, beat the mess out of me, right? Because they're all, like, because the homeless people there aren't just homeless. They're also kind of crazy, and you don't know whether it's because of drugs, whether it's because they got, like, mental issues and stuff. It's actually really sad.
Or they're just liberals.
Or they're just, wait, I'm a liberal. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess everybody in San Francisco is liberal, so. But, yeah, San Francisco is cool. It's cool. And so.
What did you do there?
I did a few different things. Before I went to San Francisco, actually, my sister, Christine, threw my laptop down the stairs.
What? Why?
And so, this is what happened. We pack up, or I pack up all my stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I have my sister Michelle.
Yeah,
she calls, or she has, like, an H&M bag delivered.
Yeah.
And she accidentally gets it delivered to Champaign instead of her place in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll take it to San Francisco for you.
Yeah.
Then right before we left, me and Christine, who's taking me to the airport, we're having this conversation about I don't know if Michelle's H&M bag is gonna fit in my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if I'm gonna be able to take it as a carry on and stuff.
Yeah.
And so Christine says this. She's like, put your laptop in the H&M bag and just take it all as one personal item.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, that'll probably work. That'll probably get me on the plane and stuff. And so for some reason, So two things go wrong here.
Yeah.
One, Christine somehow forgets that she told me to put my laptop in the H&M bag. Two, for some reason, Christine's the one who's going to take the H&M bag down because I have to carry all my other bags, right? Mm-hmm. And so instead of carrying the H&M bag down,
like a normal person,
she tosses it downstairs. And it's literally like a movie, the way my bag hits, or the H&M bag hits the ground and my laptop just falls out. And me and Christine just look at each other. And Christine's like, oh. Right? And so if you look at my laptop has like a crack on it. It's like kind of like bent like on the side of it. And I've never been so frustrated with anything in my life. I mean, like, because I didn't get to see, because like after it fell, I was like, it's okay. It's okay. I saw the way the H&M bag landed. There's no way that my laptop can be hurt. And so I didn't look at my laptop until I got to the airport, I sat down in the terminal.
Yeah.
I took my laptop out, and, like, the battery is just, like, outside. The battery is, like, out on my laptop.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, crap. And I put the battery in, and I open my laptop, and I just see, like, one piece of my laptop just falls off, and it's, like, bent and damaged and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, goodness. But I turned it on, and it still works.
Yeah, it's cool. But, it's cool. Christine's bawling, so why don't you just, like, ask her to buy you a new one?
Because she bought me this one. That's the funny part, actually. She bought me this one as a graduation gift. And, you know, I guess we could get it fixed, but there's nothing. I know something's probably going to grow wrong with my battery sooner or later.
Yeah.
Like, the battery is probably going to, you know, get damaged sooner because the battery is what took most of the damage in the fall. But right now it's working fine.
That's cool right
and
now.
And so, I don't really want to push her to give me anything else because, you know, she already got me this laptop.
Yeah.
You and the laptop's her house fine. Too. What?
You're living in her house, too.
I mean, we share, she pays for rent, I pay for utilities.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not living here for totally free.
That's cool.
Yeah, but that's cool. It's whatever. Yeah. But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
So about me?
So yesterday? Let me tell you guys a story about how yesterday, me and a few friends and Huey.
The day before yesterday, right?
Was it the day before?
Yeah. My confidence is really hurting. Before we talk about that awkward situation, let me just ask you one question. Am I handsome?
You alright.
I'm alright?
Yeah, you're not ugly.
I'm not ugly?
Yeah. In fact, I'd probably say you're handsome.
Would I turn, like, eyes?
I couldn't say so. I'm not a girl, so I can tell you. I had a girl tell me the other day that one of my friends who I thought was butt ugly.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, "So your friend's kind of cute," and I was like, "Wait, really?"
Oh, I know the Asian guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Who looks so better, like, me or that?
You do.
I do.
Like, if I had to judge, you do by far.
Yeah.
But I can't. I guess I'm not a girl, so I can't make that. I guess I can't make that judgment.
Dang,
as far
bro.
As my eyes go, like, you know, that dude wasn't like good looking at all.
Yeah, he's
like,
just he's average right. looking. You show me his picture.
Yeah, like, he's not like butt ugly or anything. Yeah. But I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't go out of my way to tell somebody like, oh yeah, yeah, this guy's cute. You know. But yeah, I think you're decently good looking. It was last night that the thing happened, right?
Not last night. The Friday night.
What was yesterday? Yesterday was Saturday.
Yeah, yesterday was Saturday night.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Friday night. So Friday night. Me and Huey.
So I have. Let me tell it
because okay,
it was my point of view, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was, we decided to like go to a couple bars. We weren't gonna get like, you know, all blackout drunk, but we're just gonna have a good time because we're all Christians.
Yeah, I didn't drink. Just for the record,
I didn't drink either. For the record,
wait, did you not drink?
I didn't drink.
What was the bottle you had?
I bottled, but I didn't drink it. I didn't feel like drinking, so I didn't drink it.
Oh, okay.
But so we decided to play pool. We decided to play 2-on-2. It was Blessing. And this other friend, and me and this other friend, our other friend.
Oh, yeah, me and Ruben.
You and Ruben,
Soli.
Me and Soli.
Okay.
And so Soli and I lost, and the bet was the losers are going to go get a girl's number. And we're like, okay, cool. It's not the first time that we did that, so it's like, cool.
Was it, though? Was it not the first time that you done that?
Huh?
Was it not the first time that you've gotten a girl's number?
No, it was not the first time. I got playing a girl's number, bro. Like,
uh-huh.
I mean, look at this. Look at this body.
Uh-huh.
Look at this body. Look at my eyes, dude. They're so squinty.
I'm trying, but it's like...
Girls love it. Oh, yeah. No, so then we went to this bar called Legends on campus, and we went in. It was kind of dead or whatever. So we saw three girls alone sitting there, and then we're like, okay, cool. Solly and I were like, do you want to just get it done, get it over with? And we're like, okay, cool. So we went. We dragged our friend Ruben with us. So it's
can I interject there?
Yeah.
You bogus, by the way. Because...
For what?
For choosing Ruben to go with you guys instead of choosing your boy Bless.
You didn't want to. Like, would you want to go with us?
I would. I mean, I wouldn't have said, maybe.
I probably
wouldn't have said no.
I really would. I was doubt. Like, I just
cause didn't. Because I understand Ruben is a good looking fellow. Well,
yeah.
I'm not. I also don't know how to judge that. I would say he's a good looking fellow. And he also has some style.
Yeah.
He has
I like his voice. His voice is super deep.
Yeah, he's all, he talks like Hulk Hogan.
He's like, what's up,
he's like, what's up, brother?
Right on, brother.
Right on, brother. Yeah, that's Ruben. But go on.
But go on. No, are you really upset that I didn't...
I'm not upset, but you bogus, though, is all I'm saying.
How? You wouldn't want to anyways. I know you so too well, bro.
I might have wanted to.
I know you too well, bro.
You could have asked. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so...
But it's all right, though.
Ruben, Sully, and I, we went and just talked to these girls, right? It was just so dead. They weren't having it at all. They were just so cold. One girl's all right. One girl's all right. But the other two was just so super cold. So it just ended. It didn't end bad. It was a pretty civil conversation. But after that, it was just an awkward. It wasn't an awkward ending, but we just said, oh, our bias. And then we just like.
Yeah. Went, you guys didn't even try to ask for the numbers, though.
No, because it was just so dead. They weren't like. They weren't interested. And then we were just being nice. Mm. And then. So. It just ended badly. Yeah. It was just super awkward, though.
And because it was Huey, it was also, there were three white girls. And so, what are their names? Amber?
Molly, Abby, and what was her number? I forgot what was that other girl's name.
I don't know. I wasn't there, so.
But I don't want to bore the listeners with a super awkward, long story, but.
I mean, that's what this podcast is about. Being super, this podcast is all about being super long and awkward. And so.
Should I proceed?
I mean, you can proceed. Is there any more to say? Did you guys eventually get any numbers?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to get that. The other guy that I was talking to at the bar, that guy was super cool. I wouldn't get his number and just hang out with him.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just, I just feel like, I felt kind of salty, but I felt kind of good at the same time because I feel like we need these embarrassing moments. We need those good moments because all these moments, they help us. You know, they help us grow.
Mm.
All these situations, it's like, you know, thank God it builds my character. Because I haven't done this in a while. I haven't done this and going up to a girl asking for the number in a while. And I was obviously really rusty. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this makes me better. So I was kind of glad that happened. It's really awkward. It was kind of embarrassing. But so, it was all right.
I mean, at least you guys did it.
Yeah. I just feel like we're like us Christian men, when we're like talking to a girl, when we're trying to be nice, I think we're guilty by association because people always like associate, like, you know, college guys, young guys, when they're talking to a girl, they just try to get their number. They just want to like get in bed with them.
Super thirsty.
Yeah, like super thirsty. But we're not. Like when we went in there, we were just trying to strike a conversation and just be nice, you know? So they were just not having it at all.
Yeah, like that's the thing is that like as soon as you guys approached them, I'm like, yeah, they're probably not gonna have it because. There are like three white college girls.
Yeah, if you think about it, being approached
by three dudes, and so they're probably just gonna be like, "Oh yeah, we know exactly what you want." Like you guys are just trying to like you know have one of us to eat for each of y'all or something like that.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
but I mean, I guess that's the culture we live in. Like, and I had like sort of the opposite moment like this last week where so this is what happened. And okay, so Lillian was there.
Yeah.
Right, this is on like Wednesday or something. We're recording a dance video on campus, you know, on the quad in front of the library, and so it's me, my friend David, and Lillian.
Yeah,
Lillian is recording us. You know, after one take, you know, we have like a couple people are like clapping for us on the side, you know, and like we go back to like check out the video, and this one girl, like, you know, she walks by us. And she stops and is like, hey, you guys did really good and stuff. And we're all like, oh, thank you, thanks and stuff. She's like, oh, yeah, how long you guys been dancing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been dancing for, like, this amount of time. My friend Dave has been dancing for this amount of time. And, you know, she keeps, like, she's, like, asking for, like, if we have, like, a YouTube channel or anything like that. Or how she, like, she's like, you guys part of the dance team. So I keep, this girl, right, not a bad-looking girl at all.
What was she?
She was Asian.
Of course she was.
Of course
she
was. No.
Of course she was.
But I keep, like, trying to pass it on to my friend David because I'm like, I don't know if I'm trying to, like, talk to a girl right now. And so I'm like, yo, yeah, David can probably give dance lessons and stuff like that. And I'm trying to, like, pimp David out. David is hearing none of it. And, like, I think he's oblivious to the whole situation, right? And so I keep talking to the girl, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess. I'm sorry. I just started a YouTube channel. You can subscribe it as blah, 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 blah. Yeah, youtube.com/blessingjr and stuff. And, yeah, the video's going to be posted soon. And, like, you know, after our conversation, like, there was, like, an awkward pause. I didn't even get her name or anything. Yeah. You know, it's just, like, an awkward pause. And I'm like, oh, all right, gosh. See ya. And, like, Lillian looks at me and she's like, what in the world was that and stuff? Because, you know, Lillian was like, you realize you could have gotten her Facebook or something, right?
Do you really think that, do you think that you panicked a little bit? Like, I didn't know what to do?
So, this is my thought process behind the whole situation. And Lillian would probably argue differently, which I understand.
Yeah.
Like, in that awkward pause, in my mind, I'm like, I could probably get this girl's name and, like, in Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even be, like, any, because she's the one that approached us, right? So, it wouldn't even be anything, like, I'm, like, trying to, like, be forward or anything like that.
Yeah. Just be nice, exactly.
But like, a part of my mind was like, this girl probably like, you know, is probably not Christian. Which I'm a Christian male, so if I'm gonna like try and talk to a girl,
definitely
like, she's got to be Christian and stuff like that, because you know that makes things less complicated. And so, my thought process was like, this girl. That's why I kept trying to pass her on to my friend David. And like my mind was like, she's probably not Christian. If I get this girl's Facebook and I start talking to her, and you know, I'm gonna set myself up to like, you know, like kind of get in this trap that I don't want to find myself out of.
Yeah.
Because this, like, if I'm being honest, like this girl was actually like pretty good looking, right? Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I just let it be that. And like Lillian's like, well, you could invite her to church, and I was like, okay, Lillian, you need to back up, because that's not how I roll. You know what I'm saying? But later on, I was like, yeah, I could have gotten to Facebook. But, I mean, it's whatever, though. It's whatever.
You should have, bro. You should have helped your boy out and just, like, send her to me. Just be like, oh, my friend Huey gives out, like, boxing lessons or something.
she's like, oh, I didn't ask about boxing, ask but about okay.
That. It's so funny. It's, like, it's so easy. If you know how to dance, it's so easy to get girls' attention.
That's what I was saying. Like, you should have got me with you guys Friday night. And I would have just started dancing for him. If things started to get boring, I'd be like, hey, you want to see a trick? And I would
just start dancing. I just would start dancing. That's so good. See, like, it's don't get me wrong. I'm super grateful, you know, for my skills, you know, for my fighting skills. But I can't really impress a girl with that. Maybe some girls. Some girls, they will get impressed of, oh, you're a boxer. You know how to fight. Like, they will get impressed, definitely. Mm. Like, you work out and stuff. But most girls, they would get more, like, attracted to dancing than fighting. Mm-hmm. It's like you just want to get a girl's attention. You just start dancing. What should I do? Just over there, just start boxing. Just start shadow boxing.
Yeah, like, start boxing the air.
Just start boxing the air.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I guess, man. But like, the dancing is weird because you can't. Because the thing about dancing is that like you can't just like pull it out and be like, hey, by the way, like do the wave and stuff.
But you
like
could.
It's like because like that. I was dancing like in outside, like you know, in like an open area, and people were just passing by, and that's like kind of what brought people towards us. Because like there was dudes that stopped by too. And funny thing is, like when I danced on Wednesday, like there was a dude that came actually before the girl, and you know, I got his Facebook and stuff, which had Lillian laugh anymore. But I don't know, man. There's something about me personally with my dancing that I don't like to come off as like, you know, cocky, arrogant, or like show offy. I don't like to show off. Right. And so I dance as minimally as possible. Like there's a lot of people, like most of my friends, I'd say right now probably haven't seen me dance because I just don't. Yeah. I don't like to show off, you know, and even if like I was to show them a dance, I wouldn't like show them like my best stuff. Because even if I started like going hard and stuff, I feel kind of like, OK, well, this is too much. Like I'm showing off, you know, I'm not being, this isn't humility. Right. And so I just choose like never like to show people my dance. A lot of times I don't tell people I can dance, you know, and if they ask, I'm like, oh yeah, I can dance and stuff. Or like if it comes up in a story and then it comes out. But like most of the time I just don't do it.
You don't try to brag about it.
Yeah. Or if I'm in a conversation with somebody, I don't just pull it out.
I just feel like when people find out, like without you telling them, find out from somebody else, it's more, they give you more respect for that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's true because I don't really tell people that I practice boxing like on purpose. Sometimes it comes out, or even sometimes somebody else tells them that, but I just don't like when they're saying, hey, like when I have practice, they'd be like, hey, like what you up to today? Oh, I just like, oh, I'm going to the gym. I don't even tell them, oh, I'm going to a boxing gym. I'm just gonna go to the gym and work out. Because sometimes it's a lot of things happen. I don't know if you get this from other people, like when you tell them, oh, you know how to dance, they start giving you like dancing advice. Do they do that?
Yeah.
The same thing with me. They start giving me like boxing advice, and they start remember this guy, I'll tell you off your ear what his name is, but I remember I remember the first time I met him, I think he heard that I was a boxer, and the first thing he asked me, he was like, hey, I heard you're a boxer, when are we gonna throw these hands? And it's like, I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's so annoying. I have people all the time. They're like, "Yeah, you should mix your dance with like African dance, or like mix it with like some like salsa or something." I'm like, "I don't know salsa or African dance." Like, and you know, I do hip hop dance for a reason. Like, and I stick with it for a reason. You know, because like that's
many,
what I like.
How many years have you danced? It's like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. And that's not to be cocky. Like, I'm willing to take tips from anybody that like, especially anybody that does dance. And I'm willing to, you know, hear input from people that don't dance. But there's like a lot of time where people are like, "Oh man, you ever thought about doing this?" And usually I'm like, "Yeah, I have. It didn't work."
Yeah,
you know, like, "Have you ever thought about dancing just a cappella?" And I'm like, many times dancing didn't work. You know, and I you know, there's a lot of things that I've actually like I thought of, and there are a few things that people like tell me that I should try that I probably haven't tried, like dancing and spoken word at the same time, or dancing to one of my spoken words at the same time, or
how.
You know, I mean, I can probably figure it out. Like, I could probably record spoken word and dance to it. That'd probably be interesting. I'd probably do it. But it's just like, that's one of those things where it's like, I don't know if I have the time and effort or even the skill. I don't know. It's just a lot of work, and the payoff isn't always good. Is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, people always have suggestions, but they don't know what the payoff is.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, I already know what the payoff is. Like me, like combining my hip hop dance with African dance is not a good payoff, because I don't know. I was gonna say I'm not an African dancer, but technically I am kind of an African dancer. But I don't know African dance, like the dance literally, form African dance.
Literally an African dancer.
Yeah. But that's that, man.
That's that. But I'm handsome, right?
Oh yeah, you're handsome.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're handsome.
That's okay.
Our last podcast that we recorded was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like forever ago. We mentioned that this next podcast that we're doing, the podcast we're listening to right now, is going to be a questions podcast. So we're just going to take questions from the audience.
Yeah.
We got quite a few questions today. I don't know if we're going to finish all of them. But we'll try. We might just like it, some of the questions might even not even have answers for.
Yeah.
But I just ask whatever questions you want, and we'll try to answer them. Before we get to that, is there anything else we want to cover before we get to that? Because that's going to be a whole other segment. I can even should I like open it up with music when we get to the questions?
So, nah.
No, that'd be too corny.
Nah,
all right.
That'd be too corny. All
right. How's your week?
It was all right. Same old. School, training. Awkward. So, well, I might give you guys a little sneak peek of this topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. So I think a couple weeks ago, September 29th, that was my birthday, turned 21, which you weren't here, Mr. Boy's birthday.
Your boy is in San Francisco.
Yeah, your boy is in
Chilling.
We need to like drink sometime. Drink alcohol.
Yeah. So you already know I don't like beer.
Not beer.
If we're gonna drink, it has to be like the minimal amount of alcohol.
I'll buy you a Red Apple Ale. All
right.
That's what lead me to this topic, because I'm 21 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy a cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy cold beer. I don't depend on it. I don't abuse it. I just enjoy sitting around talking to my friends, and then drinking a cold beer. Enjoy a nice cold Budweiser, Corona, Bud Light, whatever.
How do you know? Didn't you turn 21 like a week ago?
Yeah.
How do you know all these brands?
Because I drank in China before.
Okay.
Because China, there's no like legal drinking. Like, there is a legal drinking age, but nobody gives a crap.
Mm-hmm.
So this will lead to my topic next week on our podcast, is what do you think about Christians drinking? What do you, the listeners think about Christians drinking? Because I know some Christians, they drink, but they don't abuse it, and some Christians just think it's abomination.
And
some people they don't despise it, but they just said, "Oh, it's just not my thing. I don't prefer it." But they said, "But it's not in the Bible. The Bible did not say that you should not drink." So let's talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. And if you have any opinions on that, you feel free to write in. You can tweet at me at BlessingJR. Chances are, if you're listening to this, actually, I don't even know what the chances are anymore, since apparently random people listen to this show. If you're listening and you're a random person, thank you for listening. You are awesome. If you want to write in, you can write in. I'll figure out a thing you can write into. You can comment. You can go to awkwardindividuals.wordpress.com and comment on this page, on this episode's page.
Or podcast. Or podcast on iTunes. You could review and comment.
No, let's not do that, because that's mainly for reviews and stuff.
Okay.
But you can tweet at me. Find our Instagram, comment, whatever.
Yeah.
How do you feel about drinking? And if you're a Christian, how do you feel about Christians drinking? And so, yeah, that'll be a topic next week. And I just remember I didn't talk about this on the podcast. I just started a job at elementary school a teacher's aide, but not just any teacher's aide, a special needs teacher's aide. And so I work with I just started a job working with kids who have autism,
yeah,
Down syndrome and stuff. And it's actually kind of fun. I wasn't expecting this, but it's actually really, really funny, really interesting. So I can actually probably say that for a topic next week, because that would probably be a whole ordeal.
Let's talk about that. Cause when I was a teacher assistant at King School,
mm-hmm,
and there was this kid, he was borderline autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was to borderline. Me, yeah. Borderline.
Dude, autistic. One of my main kids I'm working with is I think the correct term is he has severe autism.
Severe autism.
He's pretty it's pretty intense. Wow. But it's pretty interesting too. It's not like he's flipping over tables. Oh, he could flip over a table. that's the thing that could happen, and I wouldn't be surprised. But he's just all over the place. And he's a really smart kid. I'm gonna say this for next week. I'm just gonna put this point out there.
Okay.
This kid, so he's in kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
And we're just chilling, right? Right before lunch in kindergarten, they're watching a YouTube video of mm-hmm, this Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole week, we've been learning about, I say we, I'm in kindergarten, but whatever. We've been learning about, adding basic numbers, mm-hmm, no, that's the first grade. We've just been learning about, letters and pronunciation, mm-hmm, and, counting and stuff, right?
Yeah.
This kid, he stands up, everybody's sitting crisscross applesauce, right? He stands up,
mm-hmm,
the kid that I'm working with, and he starts counting from 1 to 100, and nobody stops him, right?
Yeah.
None of the teachers stop him, and the kids are just watching this kid just count from 1 to 100. It's one of those, yeah, beautiful moments, you'd actually think you'd see in a movie. And all the kids are because here's the thing: if you didn't know this kid was smart, you'd think, yeah, this kid was dumb. Especially if you're a kindergartner, you probably wouldn't think this kid had any brains, because he's very impulsive. He, yeah, can't really control himself.
Yeah.
He's always he can't really listen, really can't, he can't communicate well. He speaks one word at a time, if that. He just starts counting 1 to 100, and all the kids are he knows his numbers. Half these kids can't even count to 100.
Really? Kindergartners 100. Can't count to 100?
I don't think so.
Really? Because when I was in kindergarten, I was memorizing the pi.
Okay, well, that's because it was your household.
I'm just joking. I was memorizing the pie.
But, and it was, the beginning of, the kindergarten year, too. So these kids just left preschool and stuff.
Yeah.
But, and so these kids are he knows his, and they're just, in awe.
Yeah.
Because, the elementary school teacher even said this. That's, the test to, for the year. If you can, count to 100, if you know the alphabet, the letters of the sounds and stuff, yeah, then you're golden to go on to first grade. And this kid just passed that test.
Wow.
And it's not even close to the end of the year yet.
Wow.
You know,
that reminds me, the borderline autistic kid, mm-hmm, at King School, I remember one time, dude could count cars, man.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Vegas and he was counting cars.
Oh wow.
And then a waiter dropped a box of toothpicks. And then he knew how many toothpicks it was in the box. I'm lying.
Oh, okay. You don't get out of here. For a second, I was dude, you don't understand.
That was a scene from Rain Man. Did you ever seen Rain Man before? Tom Cruise.
No? I think I heard it. I've never seen it.
Dude. I can't believe you.
Dude, I was for real. These autistic are gonna take over the world, son. All right, let's get to the questions. Gosh. We're done talking about it for now. Let's get into the questions. All right.
I said we went to Vegas. I mean,
I for real believed everything you said, which is the worst part. I was like, y'all went to, well, I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, you went to Vegas with an autistic kid and he was counting cards. I thought you said you went to King School. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, whatever, gosh,
man. Oh, thank you for your questions. Remember, if you want to submit questions for the show, you can tweet them at me at BlessingJR. If you know me, you can text them to me. I don't care. If you don't know me, you can, comment. Go to the website for the podcast and comment on the post. Our first question comes from one of my sisters named Treslin. And Treslin asks, why are Americans so obsessed with food?
Why are Americans so obsessed with food?
Yeah.
I feel like that's every country, though.
You feel like every country is obsessed with food?
That's every culture.
People often make fun of Americans, though, for being fat.
For being fat. Yeah, that's true. But I just feel like it's a way that Americans eat. The Americans, they stuff themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They stuff themselves and they don't eat healthy food. It's too fatty foods. And mm-hmm, Americans tend to go over. go overboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tend to, like, you can see all these buffets and stuff, all you can eat buffets. But I feel like, what do you mean, what does she mean by so obsessed, like, so obsessed with the amount of food they eat, or just like all the types of food?
I don't know. I think just food in general.
I just feel like that's every culture, but Americans are more, probably like more extreme, because I just feel like America is a culture hot pot. We have all these different types of cultures from different countries, you know, people from different countries trying to chase the American dream, and then they just open restaurants. We have all these type of foods, Japanese foods, like Chinese foods, all type of Asian foods, all type of Hispanic foods, all type of like whatever foods. And then we have a lot of choices. We have a lot of choices. We have a lot of things that we can compare it with. And so we're just obsessed with it.
I'm going to divide this. I'm going to divide my answer to this into like two different answers.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm going to answer, first I'm going to answer like why are Americans fat?
Yeah.
And I think it's because healthy food is expensive. Like, yeah, it's expensive to eat healthy.
That's true.
Right? Like, it's very easy. Like, I had a McDonald's phase in high school, mainly because I watched Super Size Me, and Super Size Me made me want McDonald's more than anything else. Even though it was trying to, like, you know, tell you why you shouldn't eat McDonald's, you know, I watched Super Size Me, and I was like, I need a McDouble right now.
Yeah, that's
And I it just for, like, next, like, 6 months, I'll just go to McDonald's over and over again because it's so good. But McDonald's is cheap, right? A McDouble's a McDouble at least was a dollar. Now it's like $1.39. Those cheapskates, and it's, you know, it's good. It fills you up.
It's
and
cheap. It's
so
quick.
And it's cheap. It's cheap. It's quick, and it's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case with like a lot of American food.
So good.
Like I went. I remember when I first started grocery shopping for myself. I remember thinking like, okay, yeah, I'm going to buy fruits. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that. You know, then I went to the fruit aisle at Walmart and I was like, nope, I'm not buying fruit.
Nope.
Fruit
ramen.
Is too expensive.
Ramen.
Just buy ramen, which is all I eat. Ramen, bacon,
yeah,
you know, cheese, Eggo waffles.
Yeah.
You know, just like these different foods that add nothing to my health because everything else is just so expensive. And even in everything else doesn't taste as good.
I just feel like it also adding on to that piggyback, what you said is it takes too much time and it's too complicated.
Yeah, too much time is too complicated. Yeah.
I remember I talked to one of my teachers. He's kind of like specializes in like nutrition. And he gave me like a whole plan of the healthy way you should eat. He said that for a man, any time meal is like if you're hungry, if you want to eat any time meal, it should be 2 fistfuls of vegetables and 2 palms, the size of your palms, of protein, and then two thumbfuls of your healthy fat, and no starches, and then you add starches after a workout, and you go like 80% full, and then after that you eat like every 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I heard
so that's complicated.
Yeah, I heard it's more healthy to like eat more smaller meals during the day than to just eat 3 meals.
I think it's like, don't quote me on this, it speeds up your metabolism.
Maybe, yeah.
So that doesn't, like, Americans, typical Americans, they have their jobs, they have their kids, they don't have that time to, oh, I'm gonna plan what I'm gonna eat out, I'm gonna cook it, I'm gonna like measure what I could eat. They just eat. They just eat as much as they can, as quick as they can. They find the best like food at that moment. Like McDonald's, it's fast, it's quick, it's cheap, and then you could get full, and they stuff themselves in the morning. They won't get hungry until like 3 or 4. So that's like the most convenient way, right? But the most unhealthy way too,
I guess, man.
No exercise. Americans are freaking lazy.
Yeah, we're just lazy. I think that's it. Also, there's the question of why are we obsessed with food, which I don't even have an answer for that.
I just, my answer is America is a cultural hot pot, like a culture hot pot. Like there's so much like different types of people. And then we have so many different foods, so many different choices to choose from and so many different like foods to eat. So that's why we're obsessed with it.
Yeah. I even say, me speaking personally, I think I agree with everything you said where I don't even know if we're more obsessed with food than other countries.
Yeah.
But I do think we're just a lot more unhealthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are like, we're very diverse in terms of like the people that live here, and so we have people from a lot of different countries coming here, open up restaurants, and so we have a large range of food to pick from.
I'm not complaining about it, though.
Definitely.
If you go on Green Street, oh man,
definitely.
Oh man.
All right, Tristan, thank you for your question.
Thank you.
I want to give a quick shout out to the Kind of Funny community, and so like, so that's a weird thing. You're looking at me weird because you have no idea what the heck I'm talking about. But for a lot of the questions, I went. So I listened to a podcast called, let me rephrase that. I follow these group of dudes called Kinda Funny. And they're like, they have different podcasts, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm part of their community on Facebook. And so for a lot of these questions, I just like made a post on their Facebook page saying, hey, if anybody has any questions, looking to answer questions on my own podcast. And like a lot of people responded with questions. And so, this next question is from Chris Arsenault. That's a weird last name, but I mean, shout out to you for not changing it. Do you wipe sitting or standing up?
I wipe sitting down.
You're a weirdo. I wipe standing up.
Standing up?
I don't know how. See, I don't know how anybody can wipe sitting down.
Sitting up? No, you like put your hand. I feel like when you're sitting down, you could get your cheeks to spread more than you're when you're standing up. When you're standing up, your cheeks close up, so you have to dig extra hard, right?
Not really. Like
maybe you just have really small glutes.
I don't want to get too detailed with this. Like I could get detailed with this and explain how it works. But like, I feel like I don't know how you sit down and wipe. Like I physically can't sit down. I have to stand up because it's just weird. Like I couldn't. Like I have to like, you know, do you check the tissue to make sure like how much you got and like make sure you,
yeah.
How do you do that sitting down? Do you like wipe them, bring it back up, then put it back in the toilet?
I try not to because it's too disgusting. I just wipe and just throw, wipe and throw, wipe and throw.
How do you tell how much you like? How do you tell how much you have left?
Sometimes you feel it like so. First two has the most, right? And then the third wipe is probably like lesser. Then I take a look, I throw it back in, and I wipe again. There's nothing there.
Anymore, here's the thing: I wipe until that toilet paper is white, right?
Yeah.
And so if I'm sitting down, it's a lot more effort to like wipe. Then like take your arm from behind your back, look at it, then throw it back. It's not a germaphobe
thing. I know. I do that too. I'm just saying you're a germaphobe. You probably wipe until the toilet paper turns red.
like but how do you wipe sitting? How
do you want me to show you after podcast?
Maybe. Yeah, just show me after podcast. Next question. Ricky Jackson asks, is there a such thing as too much bacon? And he misspells too. You know, I was gonna let it slide, but if you're gonna write, you gotta come correct. I'm sorry, you gotta be real with this mug. All right,
but shout out to you for the support, man.
Yeah,
and yes, there is something called too much bacon.
You're crazy,
freaking. All right, bro.
But finish your sentence. But you're crazy.
I like to eat healthy. I just feel like sometimes bacon is delicious, but don't take it to the extreme.
Bacon is amazing, and I've tried to have too much bacon before. Yeah. Just never happened.
I can't have it every morning. Can you have it every morning?
Yes.
Every morning.
Yes. If I could afford, and my body could afford to have bacon every morning.
Exactly, right?
So well, actually, you know what? Knowing my body, I could probably do it and still be fine because I have the metabolism of a young Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, my metabolism is off the chain. Yeah. Like, and it's working overtime all the time. And so, like, I could probably eat bacon every day and be fine. Like, I eat ramen every day, and I'm fine. And so, and I put butter in my ramen, too. And I'm still here, and I haven't had a heart attack or a kidney stone.
How dare you? How dare you? Oh, man.
But yeah, there's no such thing as too much bacon.
Don't throw him off. ask your doctor.
It's not like he's going to, like, start eating bacon, like, for every meal. It's not like he's even going to take our advice.
Yeah.
I don't think he's asking advice. I'm thinking he's just asking.
Just asking.
Just for some affirmation. Justin Aldwin asks, how would you go about spending $30 million in 30 days in order to win $300 million? You cannot give to charity. You cannot just give it away. You must have receipts for everything and own none of it at the 30-day mark.
Own none of it? What does he mean, own none of it? So food, you eat it all up, or what?
I actually don't know. I didn't read that last part when I originally read it, so I don't know what that means. I'm going to remove that last part.
So you go first?
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, so how are you going to spend $30 million in 30 days? Let's just say that. And you have to spend all the money.
Yeah, I'll just invest. I'll just buy houses.
Buy a bunch of houses?
Buy houses, buy cars. It's easy. Buy houses, buy cars, buy planes. Mm. Yeah, that's easy.
I think by what he means is own none of it is maybe you had to, like, go out and do stuff.
Do stuff?
But, I mean, either way, you can answer either way. It doesn't matter.
Does giving it to the church is donation?
Yeah, that counts as charity. You can't do that.
But you have to tithe, though, 10%.
I mean, you're going to get $300 million after this. Yeah. You can tithe from the $300 million.
Okay, so this is – I would say You ever heard of that, like, I think it's like that $10,000 sundae? It's like an ice cream that's cost like $10,000 because there's like gold in it you could eat. Dude, or some crap like that.
That ice cream better cure cancer. Like, I better eat that ice cream and all of a sudden, like, I become Will Smith.
Just buy that stuff.
His acting ability.
Eat a lot. Buy all my friends like Kobe steaks. Have a good time.
You spend on friends.
I'll spend on friends. Chilling. Family. So you can't own none of it. So I'll just buy my friends cars. I'll just buy my friend and family like houses.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so. If it was me, I'd probably put it into starting some kind of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
I'd figure out a business I'm passionate in. And so, like, something I'd like to do is to create, like, a school for creative arts.
Yeah.
In, like, ministry.
Yeah.
And so, like, it teach people how to, like, you know, it teach people how to use your creative talents, like poetry, dance, maybe even podcasting, different stuff, and use it in order to, like, further the gospel.
But he said like that. That's good. But he said you can't own it though. You're already owning it.
Man, I'm throwing that out.
You're throwing that out. Okay. Yeah. You're throwing that. Okay. That. Okay. Yeah.
Like the owning part. Because I don't even know. I still don't even understand what he means fully by that. But yeah, I would use it in order to start that business or start a YouTube channel. Like, I start a amazing YouTube business. Something like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I just start a YouTube channel and just use it to make that YouTube channel off the chain, basically.
I'll probably get breast implants.
Just because? Would you get them out at the end of the 30 days? Or would you just leave them there?
I'll just leave them there. It looks good. I like the feeling of it.
I guess. How do you know how they feel?
Huh?
Next question. My sister Michelle asks, are children obligated to take care of their parents or give money to their parents if they become rich?
It depends how they treat you.
Okay. That's interesting. I know in Nigeria, I don't know how it is in Nigeria right now, but I know in Nigeria, at least the culture was, when you become old, you take care of your parents when they're old.
Yeah.
You know, when you get settled and stuff, you take care of your parents. You know, a lot of people have their, like, grandparents, or not grandparents, their parents living with them. You know, once their parents are, like, very old and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of the idea of, like, they've sold into my life and so now I'm sold into theirs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't. Actually, let me read this question again for myself. Do I need to take care of their parents or give their parents money? I probably wouldn't give my mom money. Oh, actually, no. Here's the thing. My parents are doing pretty fine in Nigeria. My parents, what they do is they have a ministry, a clinic, and an orphanage and stuff. And so I'd probably give my money to furthering that if I became rich. And I'd probably give a lot of money to making sure that that venture became, you know, amazing and to help him further that business. I wouldn't give money to them directly, especially my mom. Maybe my dad, not my mom, because my mom's never really been good with money. So knowing her, she just spent it all on high heels.
So we can talk about moms now? Can we talk about our moms? Can we talk about our mom issues?
You can talk about your mom issues. Actually, I don't know. Because you have some deep-rooted mom issues that might just depress everybody listening to the podcast. Yeah,
that's true. So, never mind.
We might make that a topic next week. We'll see. We'll talk about it and see. But, yeah, I don't think people have an obligation. I think I agree with you that it depends.
How they treat you.
Yeah. Because, you know, if your dad was never there, then, like...
Yeah, then for sure. It's like, if your dad was never there and you became rich, for sure don't track him down and give him money.
Like, do the Eminem thing. Just make... raps about how your parents sucked.
Yeah, that's based simple.
Sweet. Next question. Brandon Wilson asks, what superpower would you have and why?
What superpower would I have and why? I don't know. You take this one. I don't know.
That is a difficult one. Maybe super speed.
Super speed.
You can save money on gas because you just run everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe the power to freeze time. I'd do the power to freeze time, because then you just have all the time in the world.
I would want the superpower to love everyone.
But you have that superpower because I don't want to get extra Christian on this. I'm going to leave that alone. I was going to like take it like straight up biblical and be like God has given us the ability to love everyone, but I don't want to get ultra like start a worship session. Start playing some Hillsong United and stuff.
Oceans and stuff. Speaking of Hillsong, when is that Hillsong documentary coming out?
Soon, I hope.
Soon?
That trailer is off the chain. I have a feeling I'm going to watch it, though, and not like it.
Why?
Because, one, it's like a Christian movie. Two, it's like a documentary. Actually, I like documentaries, but documentary about Hillsong. But that trailer was off the chain. Yeah, that trailer would make me like really want to watch it.
That trailer got me hyped, bro.
It got me hyped too. Because it was, you know, what they did was they chose the perfect songs. Like they chose like the three good Hillsong songs.
Oceans,
and like the two other good ones. I can't remember their names. And they just used that for the trailer, and that got me super. Because like when the trailer first started, I didn't know it was a Hillsong movie.
Yeah.
And this is like before like what, Inside Out or something like that, or yeah. I forgot what it was before.
I think we were looking up the trailer for Magic Mike.
Uh huh.
The trailer for Hillsong United just came
and it up. Came up. And we watched. That's funny, but like, yeah, like the song. Because when I first saw the trailer, I think I was watching it before Inside Out,
mm-hmm.
and the song, like, just the song comes on. I'm like, this song sounds really familiar.
Yeah,
you know, and growing up Christian, like, I'm Hillsong. All like every Hillsong song is like indented in my brain, and so, like, the beginning of the song goes, and I'm just like, this song sounds familiar. Then like it keeps going. I'm like, is this really? This couldn't be. And then, yeah, it turns out to be a Hillsong movie. I'm like, yo, that was actually a really good trailer. But I hope it comes out soon. Let's see. Next question. How much time do we have left, actually? All right. So this will be our last question.
Okay.
Because this is like this is actually the last question submitted. And so I cannot pronounce your name. Nemuel Major. I'm going to go with that. Nemuel Mejor.
Spell it out.
Nemuel is the first name, then like Mejor is the last name.
Okay, so John,
we're gonna call you John.
That's sorry, no disrespect. With all due respect, John.
With all due respect, John. Shout out to John for being great. Interracial relation. He didn't even ask a question. He just wrote two words and it was like done. No, interracial relationships is his question. What do we think about interracial relationships? We talk a lot about your fixation on for white women.
I love it.
You love white women.
No. Like, I love interracial.
You love white women more than 50 Cent likes getting shot. Like, you love white. Does that make sense? Because he got shot 9 times and he's still here.
I remember. Did you know like what he said? Like when he got shot 9 times, he was like, "Oh, all my fear just bled out."
50 Cent is a real gangster.
He's a gangster. He's a gangster. He's a freaking gangster.
And he likes candy shops. Interracial relationships are cool, I think. I don't have no problem with them.
I have no problem with them. I know, I love every race. Like, when I say I love white women, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. But
even
I
really though the only women I've seen you ever talk to are white.
I love all women.
All,
I love all women. I love Latinas, Asian women, black women. I love black. Black women are freaking beautiful, man. I love black women.
Shout out to black women.
Addicted to black.
Because, like, addicted to black. We just saw a girl this earlier today wearing a shirt that said addicted to black, and I just started dying because I was like, that could be taken like a different way. I asked her and she was like, no, this means like I like the color black, I like wearing black clothes
and stuff. And then this other girl was like,
you can't just wear a shirt that just says addicted to black, because especially if you're not black, because then people are really gonna be like but no, it's funny though. I like the shirt. It was a good looking shirt,
especially your boyfriend is Puerto Rican. It's hilarious when she was like, oh, I like the color black and blah, blah, blah. And this girl was like, technically black is not a color. It's a void of a color. And I was like, you're a freaking nerd.
Yeah. All the nerd people we hang out with.
I love them.
I had no problem with interracial relationships. I think, I don't even know what to think about it. Because, like, an interracial relationship should just be the same thing as a non-interracial relationship, right? Like, who cares? But crap, I've been saying again. So like, I listened to our last podcast.
Yeah,
I said probably 10 times in 10 seconds at one point.
It's okay.
It's not okay because I don't like it when people are just like, when I'm listening to myself and all I hear is, hi, my name is Blessing, and
it's okay.
I've been trying to fix it. I don't know if I did any better this podcast. I have to listen to it to find out. It's a very subconscious thing. Like, I can't control it. And so if you're listening and that kind of annoys you, I'm sorry. I'll try to do better.
Can we like classical condition you? Like every time you say would you like
spray water in my face?
Smack the crap out of you.
Oh, that too? Sure, why not? I'm down for that.
You're down for that?
But if we're gonna do that, then every time you get closer or too close or too far from the mic, then I have to like kick you
all right.
In the shin?
Very hard.
All right. Deal.
All
right. Well, thank you for listening. If you don't know, Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. So you can access our podcast via iTunes, via the iTunes Store, or the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This was I didn't say this at the beginning of the episode. This is episode 5. Or it was episode 5. Deuces.
Oh, we out.
Thanks for listening.